Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. It's a gorgeous day again here in Croxley Green, so we're recording outside. I hope the outside noises aren't too distracting. And what we're reading is The Search for God and the Path to Persuasion by Peter May, a terrific book on how to be more effective in our evangelism. And today we're going to talk about rhetoric. Now, of course, rhetoric can have a positive or a negative meaning, depending on its usage. The positive side is the art of speaking or writing effectively. The negative side is artificial, inflated, or exaggerated language. We want the right kind of rhetoric. But Paul seemed to think that rhetoric was important, the way that he spoke, because he was so effective. He persuaded people. So the way we speak really does matter. Now, Peter makes the observation that Aristotle had these three things to say about effective communication, that ethos, pathos, and logos were all important. Those things are these. Ethos is the character and credibility of the speaker. A Christian speaking about the gospel needs to have character and credibility. Second, pathos, the disposition and responsiveness of the audience. So we are called to be attentive to the disposition of the audience, the responsiveness of the audience. We're not just preaching at people, we're in dialogue, as we talked about in our previous episode. And then the content and the construction of the speech itself is the logos. And again, how we say it and what we say does matter. And it should matter, as if we're not thinking about how we're speaking and what we're saying, we're not thinking about our audience and what their needs are. We're just saying whatever comes into our head or what we find most exciting. But that doesn't necessarily meet the needs of the people we're speaking to. So all these things are important. And Peter points out that these things are illustrated by what Paul says to the Colossian church here in chapter 4 of the letter to the Colossians. He says, "Pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should." And then he says to the Colossians, "Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." So he points out that all of those elements are there. Therefore, himself, he needs the pathos, the open door. He needs the logos, speaking well. But also, the Colossians need to have conversations seasoned with salt, full of grace, so they may answer everyone effectively, which is ethos, according to their needs. So the question for us is, how are we doing in these areas of ethos, pathos, and logos? Are we speaking effectively? Are we thinking about what we're going to say? Are we responsive to our audience, conscious of where they are at as we're speaking to them? And do we have enough character and credibility as a speaker, as a Christian? Are we living out, really, what we're talking about? Which of those three areas do you find most challenging and which you find easiest? Is it the ethos, the pathos, or the logos? Your own character, your attentiveness to the situation of your audience, or the content and the method of delivery of what you're saying? Let me know what you think. mccx@mac.com is my email address. You can send me a message there, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Rhetoric. The issue of rhetoric, so important, it cannot be neglected. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.